Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
God's blessings to you this Easter day. What a privilege it is to gather as Christians and be united on this special day. A paradigm shift, friends, happens when a dramatic event occurs that changes the way someone used to think, or how they used to view things, into a whole new reality, a whole new way of seeing the world and themselves. That may sound like a technical definition, a hard way to start a sermon. So let me give you an example of a paradigm shift in history. A few centuries back, it was believed that the earth was flat. It was universally accepted. And because of that, it was thought that if you traveled far enough, at some point, you'd tip over the edge and I don't know, you'd wander around in outer space and be lost. And that explains a long time ago why quite a few people wouldn't travel very far. They're afraid of falling off the side of the earth. But dramatic events happened. A couple individuals traveled further and further than they ever had before. And a few individuals noticed that on the horizon, ships would come up very slowly. It didn't happen with the snap of a finger. And of course, as people traveled further and further distant lands in this world, they didn't fall off and wander off into outer space. And in that moment, when these dramatic events happened, you see a paradigm shift happen. The earth was round. Everyone realized it. And it had a dramatic effect on how people viewed themselves and how they understood their relationship with God. Friends, this morning I'd like for us to really consider Matthew 28. Is what is recorded here by St. Matthew sometime around the year 60 AD, these exact words, Matthew 28, in which he says, Jesus, who was crucified, died and buried in the tomb, and then risen, and he has a conversation with a few, two women, and they touch his feet. Here's the critical question today. Is this a paradigm shift? Does it forever change the way we used to view things and the way we view things in the future and even our own existence? Now, of course, you're here at church. You're going to say, yes, it's a paradigm shift. But let's be realistic. Let's be realistic. There's lots of people in our community, in our country, in our world today that would say, this is not a paradigm shift. And I want to tell you why. One, because it's not possible. It's not possible for someone who is dead to walk again and live and blink their eyes and be touched and felt and have their feet. Impossible. It hasn't happened in my lifetime. No way. Some others will say, well, you know what? The Gospels, how can you know they're really true? These guys, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, this is what a lot of colleges teach. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they got around together around 60 AD and they conspired a story, propped it up so that they could have a movement and they could take things in their own direction. So they put all these stories together and that's what we have. There are a lot of people in the world today who rationally believe, no, Matthew 28 is not a paradigm shift because it simply didn't happen. Dear friends, not based on historical writings, not based on Luke or John, just based on Matthew 28, we can come to the conclusion that the resurrection of Jesus did happen. Just these 10 verses. Here's why. There is physical evidence. A large stone is removed from a tomb. Two women and the guards couldn't have done that. That would have been a Herculean task. More than that, these two women, Mary, Magdalene, and the other Mary, they're walking and they see and observe Jesus. This is not a ghost or apparition. They touch his feet. This is a physical action happening in Matthew 28. More than physical evidence, there's supernatural evidence here. There's an earthquake. An angel descends from heaven and speaks to the women, but also to these guards. They were witnesses too. Friends, this absolutely cannot be a myth or a legend or a fairy tale, as is taught so often today. I want to be clear with this. And I want to give you one more reason why. If the gospel writers would have come together to conspire and put a plot together to make up a story so that they can have a movement behind them, they would have never had the primary witnesses be two Marys, two women. The testimony of a woman was inadmissible in court. You see, if you're going to write a conspiracy theory in 60 AD, you're going to have an official with a pristine background who everyone's going to believe be the primary witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. For that reason alone, friends, we have a significant paradigm shift bigger than the flat earth. We have someone who was dead, who has been raised, and someone who has the answer for all our grief in life. Paradigm shift. Friends, I don't believe there's anyone who needed a bigger paradigm shift than Mary Magdalene. Consider her feelings as she went to the empty tomb. It's not recorded in Matthew 28. I'm going to fill in some of the details here because I think they're here. Mary was the one who had demons that were cast out of her. Now, I'm not an expert. I don't know what that means exactly. But what scholars will come to is that she had a dark past. Something was very difficult in her life. Jesus came and took those demons out of her. And we can only imagine the joy and dedication that she had for this man named Jesus. She must have dedicated her life. And we know that that's true. She was a disciple of Jesus, followed him wherever he went. And the Gospels tell us that when Jesus is on the cross, down below the cross is Mary Magdalene. She saw him beaten up. She saw him scourged. She saw him quickly whisked down from the cross and hurriedly put into a tomb. The man who had saved her entire life and changed her dark past. Now he was dead. See, here's the thing that's not in Matthew 28 that I want you to know. When Mary went to the empty tomb, she was crushed. She was absolutely crushed. Her Savior was dead. The person that had changed her life. She didn't show up with Easter hallelujahs and ready for an Easter egg hunt as we are. She was crushed. And when she went to the empty tomb, it changed everything. Paradigm shift. Jesus had the power over death. Jesus had the power over every form of grief as it comes to us. And as low as Mary was, she was desperately low. She left the empty tomb higher than she ever could have imagined. Jesus was alive. Now, we got a lot of people here this morning. The fire marshal is probably not very happy with us. And our neighbors, too. If you're a neighbor, I apologize for parking outside here at Peace today. But it's good that we're gathered here. I don't know where you're at today in your life, but maybe you are like Mary Magdalene. We come to church, we're excited on Easter morning, but maybe you've been crushed in your life. A job didn't go the way that you thought it would. A relationship that you reached out towards, it didn't develop the way you wanted. You were kind of shushed away. Maybe it's a personal loss, loss after loss after loss. We've had loss here in our church family. Maybe it is health concerns. Maybe it is blocked dreams, and we're crushed. Come with Mary. Look at the empty tomb. It tells you a story, and it's a dramatic event that forever is a paradigm shift and makes us think of life in a whole new way as we look forward. There is forgiveness. There is healing. There will be a time when we are fixed and put together the way that we should be. There is victory over death. And if you are as crushed as Mary Magdalene, friends, know this. The resurrection of Jesus, you will be put in a position higher than you could even imagine this morning in the future. Jesus will make it happen. Well, let's be honest about something else here this morning. Some people don't believe in paradigm shifts. They don't necessarily take in all the evidence and believe that it's going to happen. I looked this up. There is actually a flat earth society today. Did anyone know this? Flat earth society. So here's a couple things. When I hear that, I laugh about it because, my goodness, it's not flat. I can tell it's absolutely not. If you ask these questions, this is how they would respond. Well, the sun, clearly it goes from one side to the other side. The response of the Flat Earth Society, it's a flashlight is what the sun is, and it just goes out at night. Yeah, of course. Here's another question you might ask the Flat Earth Society. Where exactly on the map do you fall off and you go off into outer space? Now, some of you are going to say Eugene. Sorry, not appropriate. The Flat Earth Society has an answer. It's Antarctica. But you don't fall off the Earth. There's a 164-foot tall wall of ice that holds back water. You didn't know this. You're learning something today. And if you were to say, well, there clearly someone landed on the moon. We have pictures and photos of this. The answer is, it's a hoax. It never happened. It's a propaganda piece by the government. Now, there's no piece of evidence that we could give to convince the Flat Earth Society that the Earth is round. By the way, I hope we don't have any Flat Earth people here at church this morning. Our response, though, you're chuckling. Our response is to laugh and giggle that people actually think this way and we separate ourselves from them. Friends, there are many, many people who don't believe the paradigm shift of the resurrection and the truth that Jesus has every answer over grief. No evidence will convince them. So what is our response today? Please, here's a couple things not to do. Don't laugh at them. Don't argue with them. Don't try to convince them of your way. Here's the biggest thing. Don't separate yourself and live in a bubble and have them go live in their bubble and never have anything to do with them ever again. Here's what you can do. At the right time, with tact and patience, engage and share about the paradigm shift of the resurrection to eternal life. You know, Jesus' plan when he was resurrected, he didn't appear to everyone on earth. He didn't show himself to the thousands of people on earth. Do you know who he showed himself to? He showed himself to the lowest of lows in the world, Mary Magdalene. And Jesus' plan was for her to tell the world about his resurrection. You know, Jesus wants the same thing today. He doesn't want the news to come from professional clergy or from academic scholars. He wants the message coming from broken people. That includes me. It includes you. Paradigm shift. You have every answer for your grief. Now we do exactly what was asked of Mary Magdalene. Go and tell. May Jesus be with you as you do that. Christ is risen.